Mayor Klotschmidt, thanks for joining us today. How has the town been able to weather the storm?
Well, we're doing as good a job as we possibly could, given the circumstances we're finding ourselves in. I woke up early this morning, and I like a lot of CHL listeners, was able to hear our crisis management director right now, Matthew Sullivan, on the air with Ron Stutz. Pretty much everything he talked about is still underway. We're still plowing the roads, trying to get things clear. Of course, transit isn't moving right now. But since there really isn't any place to go, I'm personally doing what I hope everyone else is doing, which is just staying inside and trying to stay safe.
And I know I was out there getting to the station just a little while ago, and a lot of people seem to be heeding that advice. Not very many cars out on the road, which is good news. The roads themselves, the plows have done a really good job. The left-hand turn lanes and shoulders are still snow-covered, some slush on intersections. And, of course, temperature is going to be below freezing tonight, so we'll still have to worry about refreezing and black ice tomorrow morning. We've got a winter weather advisory, I believe, until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning because of the threat of that. But really, the plows and public works crews, I think on the major roads at least, did a really good job.
Yeah, they have. And I was fortunate enough earlier this morning, I got out and took a walk around and was able to see a great deal of progress in some parts of my neighborhood. And unfortunately, I live in one of those minor roads that is not going to be seeing a plow on it. And actually, just less than an hour ago, was out helping dig someone out of some snow in the middle of a cul-de-sac. So I hope that folks will who haven't had the benefit of having a plow come by will be careful, because this is not this is a severe weather event, obviously. And if you don't have a clear road, you're not getting anywhere really fast.
And that's really good. A couple pieces of really good advice there. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Klotschmidt. First of all, major roads have been plowed. Side streets, obviously a little bit less so as the plows continue to work around the community. So a lot of side streets are still unplowed, apartment complex driveways and things like that. So do be careful if you find yourself having to drive around. Again, it's really good advice just to stay inside and wait this out at least until tomorrow. But another good piece of advice, and this is true every time we have a snowstorm, it's really important to check on your neighbors, check on friends and family, any senior citizens you have in your family who might be living alone. Really important to check on them and make sure they're doing okay too, right?
Absolutely. And I wasn't the only one out walking around here in my neighborhood. There were several people out, and they were doing just that. So I'm hoping that activity is being shared by others and around town. I know several of my neighbors' power is out, and folks are in the neighborhood are helping each other out with firewood and with food and opportunities to, you know, to get warm. And I think this is the time where we can all really demonstrate just the best of neighborliness and do that little extra bit for each other. You know, when we were all gathered out in the cul-de-sac together trying to help dig someone out of the snow, and it was a real coming together of my little neighborhood. And you know, it was nice being able to meet some people and make sure that folks were being cared for. And I hope that can be inspiring to others.
And also with the power out for so many people in the area, of course, important to help each other out in that event. It's always sort of the worst time for the power to go out when we're dealing with cold weather as well, and temperatures in the 30s and the 20s, and it can cool off really quickly. So what advice, or where can people go if their power is out?
Well, they should be monitoring, and hopefully they continue to be monitoring Duke Energy. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've got word from folks working, you know, in our public works department, along with our manager, that Duke Energy is out and about in our city, trying to get folks' energy back on as soon as possible. And right now is a time where we need to be leaning on our neighbors, and we need to be helping each other out. You may have more information about any shelter opportunities that I'm not aware of. Do you have information about that?
I know I don't on me, unfortunately. I know the IFC shelters are usually always open, the one for men on the corner of Rosemary and Columbia, and then the one for women and children up on Homestead Road. That was where they were directing people before, and I'm sure that's where they're directing people now.
Well, I'm sure those services will remain available, and mm-hmm. I know that this is also a time in which we see a lot of our local churches really
yes.
pulling together, and I know that many... many congregations are do spend these days like these making sure that their fellow congregants are being checked on and have places to go. So I'm hoping that that folks will take advantage of that as well.
It is really beautiful out there, though, isn't it? If you can overlook the fact that the roads are nasty and the power's out to so many people, this is one of the more beautiful snowfalls we've seen in a while.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous. Behind my house, there's an unpaved road, and I took a walk down it. Took a walk down that road this morning around 8:30. The trees were leaning dangerously and frighteningly over the road, but mm-hmm. it looked like the entrance into Elsa's castle. You know, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. But of course, with that comes a great deal of it's as dangerous as the thorns around Sleeping Beauty's castle here, because right now as the snow is falling, so are tree limbs.
Yep.
I had a gorgeous holly right at the front of my driveway that is now half as big as it was yesterday at this time, and during my walk I noticed, and I actually cleared a few large limbs and parts of trees out of the road. So I don't. That kind of danger still is with us, these limbs right now are holding up as probably as good as they can. If ice now begins to form, I think we're going to see continued danger of falling limbs and trees. So I hope folks will be watchful for that. It's a good time to check on your car.
Yes.
Make sure you're not parked under one of these under a dangerous limb, and it reminds us that when times are a little bit warmer and better, that we check on the health of the trees in our yard.
Absolutely. I got to sort of experience both sides of that firsthand. 1 o'clock in the morning, I went outside and I was walking around my apartment complex, and it was so beautiful and pristine, and I was the first one to walk on the snow. I was really enjoying it, and then all of a sudden, off in the distance, I heard a popping sound and everything flashed, and then all of the lights in the apartment complex went out because of presumably a tree branch falling down. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people had that same experience.
We're going to keep it. I think we're going to see more of that, particularly as the temperatures continue. You know, we'll drop when the sun goes down tonight and everything ices over, as you were describing earlier.
Yeah. Well, stay safe, and thank you, and residual thanks to everyone in the town of Chapel Hill for all the good work that they're doing to keep the community safe and keep the roads clear and the power getting back on and everything else.
I'll certainly share that with them. And you know, it's important, and I think for listeners in our community to know that so many of our town employees, public works employees in particular, don't live here in our community. And the ones that are out there right now plowing our streets and making sure that we have a safe tomorrow aren't often the ones who are able to live here and enjoy it. And they really are working hard for the health and safety of the folks who do live here. And I hope we all keep them in our thoughts and prayers today.